The National Pantheon, known in Portuguese as the Panteão Nacional, is a truly remarkable monument with a rich history dating back centuries. Originally built as the Church of Santa Engracia, this architectural masterpiece underwent several transformations before becoming the Pantheon we see today. Construction of the church began in the late 17th century but faced numerous challenges and delays, including financial difficulties and changes in architectural plans. It was not until the 20th century that the building was finally completed and designated as the National Pantheon, honoring prominent figures in Portuguese history. Within these walls, you will find the final resting place of many influential Portuguese individuals. From kings and queens to poets and explorers, the Pantheon serves as a tribute to the nation's most distinguished citizens. One notable figure buried here is Amália Rodrigues, often referred to as the Queen of Fado, who played a major role in popularizing this traditional Portuguese musical genre. As we stroll through the grand halls and elegant chapels, take a moment to appreciate the impressive architecture. The central dome, which dominates the interior, is an engineering marvel adorned with intricate artwork reflecting Baroque and neoclassical styles. The interior of the dome offers breathtaking views of Lisbon, making it a unique vantage point to admire the beauty of the city. Throughout its history, the Pantheon has had several uses. It served as a barracks, a military hospital, and even a warehouse. It was not until 1966 that it was officially inaugurated as the National Pantheon, dedicated to honoring people who have made significant contributions to Portuguese culture and history.